Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the top news that impacts the world of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management in Australia for today, Friday, May 17, 2024. We start with a landmark case from the New South Wales District Court. Andrew Hodson, a former caretaker at the Lederer Shopping Centre, has been awarded over $1.2 million in compensation. Hodson developed severe post-traumatic stress disorder after facing the aftermath of a fatal accident. This is a significant ruling, setting a new benchmark emphasizing the importance of mental health in workplace safety. Potentially, there are large-scale implications for employers who disregard this aspect of their responsibilities. Switching gears, we examine the effects of advisor shortage and policy shifts on the life and risk insurance market. Data from Dexinar reveals only a minor 0.4% increase in risk premiums for the year ended 2023, with total at $16.5 billion. In contrast, new disability income business observed a 7.3% rise, countering the increase in the attrition rate resulting from APRA's introduction of new products. Simultaneously, the group insurance sector experienced a 1% decline owing to the Protecting Your Super regulations. Elsewhere, Australia faces a housing dilemma. Population growth, spurred predominantly by overseas migration, is outstripping construction. Rising demand for homes, material shortages, and labor constraints are combining to create a perfect storm of escalating home prices and rental costs. Given the rising costs of construction and increasing loan interest rates, a prolonged housing supply crisis is anticipated. Lastly, we look at the fallout from the 2022 floods in Melbourne. The federal inquiry into this crisis has shed light on the harsh criticism insurance companies face for their handling of the disaster. Delays, confusion, and mismanagement were some of the main points raised. Another significant issue that emerged was the inadequacy of cash settlements, placing additional burdens on policyholders. And additionally, premium increases has led to concerns over potential future uninsurability of homes in disaster-prone areas. Stay tuned for more updates on Financial Services Online. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au to find more in-depth coverage and analysis on these stories. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you informed on everything you need to know in your financial and insurance world.